ESPN Radio Superstation presents high school basketball.
Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop, lob it up to Brady State, right elbow to Stoker. Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bodvaney Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Rebound is brought down by Brett Benfeld and O'Neal. Looks like they're not going to foul. It's in Riley Reinertsen's hands. And for the first time in 32 years, you can point the Gibbon Buffalo bus to Lincoln.
Six programs will host a state title trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to the Bodvaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back inside the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. As four state champions have already been crowned, there are two yet to crown in this venerated old building, the last state championships to be held here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And our next to last game played here at the Bob will be the Class B state championship. The last three state champions are playing in this game. South Sioux City, the Cardinals, taking on the Scottsbluff Bearcats. And this will make the fourth straight year for South Sioux City in the state championship. They came away with the Class B title back in 2010 and in 2011, and they were in the championship game last year, but that title was taken away from them by the Bearcats, their first state title since 1955, a game that they won here 1 year ago today, and a rematch again here between Scottsbluff and the number 7 seed, South Sioux City. South Sioux City was all but dead in their first round of the state tournament here in the state quarterfinals, but they came from way back against Aurora and were able to pull out a 59-56 win, and then they won 55-51 yesterday to get past Gretna to earn a trip back here into the state basketball championship. For South Sioux City, they won it 55-47 over Ralston in the first round, and then in overtime, they won it 84-76 yesterday over Elkhorn South. Again, they beat Ralston in the first round and then Elkhorn South in the state semifinals. And now they're playing for all the marbles here in Class B. In spite of the fact that South Sioux City comes in with a record of 15-12 on the year, they came in as the number 7 seed. Scottsbluff is the number 1 seed there, 23-5 on the year. And as we mentioned, they are the defending state champions here in Class B. So it'll be South Sioux City and Scottsbluff, the Cardinals and the Bearcats playing for the Class B state championship. And we'll take a look at the starting lineups when we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Pay less and get more at the budget lot of Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2005 Ford Escape, front-wheel drive, limited, $9,000. 2009 Chrysler PT Cruiser, $8,500. 2007 Chevy Cobalt LT four-door, $6,900. 2001 Ford Ranger 4x4 XLT Super Cab, $6,900. 2000 Olds Intrigue four-door GL, $4,900. They will deal and they take trade-ins. Stop and see them today. That's the budget lot of Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines, customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think of Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Here are the starting lineups for the Scottsbluff Bearcats. They will be in their grode black uniforms with the red numbers, letters, and trim. They come in, as we said, 23-5 on the year. Their starters are Taylor Winkler, a 6-foot-tall senior. He's averaging 8.7 points and 2 rebounds a game. Jackson Hins is a sophomore. He's 5'9", averaging 2.9 points, 2.7 rebounds. Matthew Klein is a 6'1 senior, averaging 8.8 points and almost 4 rebounds a game. Eric Moreno is a 6'3 senior. He's averaging 17 points, 5 rebounds a contest. And Michael Haddon, a 6'3 senior, 18 points, 6 rebounds per game average. Tony Siski, the head coach of the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. For the South Sioux City Cardinals, they'll be in the home white uniforms. Alex Borchers is a sophomore. He's 5'10", averaging 8.3 points, 1.9 rebounds a game. Sky Aldrich, a senior at 6'1", averaging 8.5 points, 1.5 rebounds a game. Jordan Comstock, 6'4", senior, averaging 8.3 points, 5 rebounds a game. Nathan Rogers, a 6'4", senior, averaging 15.6 points and 6.5 rebounds. And Austin Fritza, a 6'2", senior, he's averaging 3 rebounds and 7.5 points for head coach Terry Comstock. Your starting lineup is brought to you, of course, by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. We're going to take one last break. We'll be back with a tip in the Class B State Championship right after this.
Students, prom is almost here. You know what that means, right? Time to man up and ask her to go with you. It also means you'll need to be looking your best. And Gary Michaels Clothers in Hastings would like to help. Just head over to Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings next Thursday, March 14th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the pizza prom party. Eat some pizza, get fitted for your tux, and receive $10 off your tux rental. So let's recap. Get date, get tux, free pizza. March 14th, Gary Michaels Clothers, downtown Hastings.
Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball throughout the year. And, of course, all six state championships. 4 champions have already been crowned. Central in Class A, Wahoo in Class C1. In C2, it was Southern Valley with the win over Sutton. And why not in double overtime in Class D2 to claim the state championship? We still will crown a champion in Class D1. Paxton and Howells Dodge will be our final high school basketball broadcast of the year. And, of course, the Class B state championship to be decided here between the Cardinals and the Bearcats. So, once again, we're all set and ready to go. Jumping here for the Cardinals is going to be Nathan Rogers. And stretching out those hammies, ready to jump is Michael Haddon here for Scotts Bluff. And the official nears midcourt, and we're just about ready to go as the whistle sounds. The ball is in the air, and we are underway here at the Demanding Center. The state championship in Class B. The opening tip is controlled by South Sioux City. Alex Borcher brings it in the offensive zone, gives it off on the right side here to Aldrich. He's just going to work it around the perimeter, giving it to Rogers. Rogers on the dribble on the left side, gives it to Aldrich. Aldrich dribbles in the lane, kicks in the corner. Here's an open look at a three, and it is up and good. Alex Borcher's drains the three, and the Cardinals have that early lead, and they'll be able to put on a little bit of pressure here. Scott Bluff has it. Haddon gave it away, gets it back. He's across the timeline. He's picked up by Borcher, so double-team him, and they'll bounce it off here for Klein. Klein kicks it off left side for Winkler. Winkler jump stop on the baseline, shot short, gets his own rebound, and they tie it up, and there's going to be a foul. Winkler pulled down the rebound, and then he was pulled down to the ground. So the first foul of the ball game is going to go on the Cardinals. And that's going to go on Alex Borchers. That is his first foul of the ball game. And they'll toss it in here for Matthew Klein. Klein gets it back. Klein, now we'll just flip it back out here for Hins. He'll give it up on the right side for Moreno. Moreno on the right wing here for Winkler. And a little zone here for the Cardinals, a little 2-3 zone. And top of that zone is Hins. He's going to fire a three, and he hits a three. Well, each team has had one possession, and each team has stroked in a three-pointer, and we are deadlocked. Borchers will drive the baseline, kick it back out here for Comstock. Comstock, I thought, was going to pull the trigger on a three, but he's going to reset the offense and give it to Rogers. Rogers stops, kicks, three, Comstock, no good. Rebound ripped out by Klein, and here comes Scott Bluff on the run. Klein will kick into the corner. Get pass now, right side for Winkler. Winkler throws in the corner. Now right back out to Winkler. Winkler steps through, and he took an extra step. That'll be a turnover on Scott Bluff. That is their first turnover so far here in the ball game. So Aldrich will just hand the ball off here for Alex Borchers. Borchers got things started with that three-pointer in the first possession for South Sioux City. Again, these seniors don't know anything other than ending the season here at the Devaney Center. Back it in is Rogers. And Rogers gave it away, gets it back, now shoots it high off glass, no good. Rebound in the hands of Haddon, and Haddon's going to kick it up ahead here for the Bearcats. On the run is Klein. Klein, a little ball fake. Now they really D him up. He'll bounce it on that right side. It's out of bounds, and they're going to say it was deflected by South Sioux City. Right in front of that South Sioux City bench. So the Bearcats will toss it in. It's going to be Winkler right in the middle of the bench, and he'll get it in to Klein. Klein gives it off left side for Haddon. Haddon kicks in the corner for Hens. Hens picked up defensive nicely by Aldrich. Now driving the baseline with the basketball is Haddon, and Haddon with a little floater. It's good. Michael Haddon, nice little baseline drive, and the Bearcats had their first lead of the ball game. And a three-pointer on the right side is an air ball. The Scotts Bluff fans are going to let him hear about it, and it will be Bearcat basketball. Timeout for South Sioux City. It's early, but the Bearcats of Scotts Bluff with a 5-3 lead with 5:35 to go here in the first quarter. Timeout for Scotts Bluff. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
It's deer season. Save all season long with the performance and versatility of the new John Deere 3E, 5D, or 5E series utility tractor. Take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, get up to $1,500 off with the purchase of 2 qualifying implements. Don't wait. Come in today and get your deer season savings. Offer ends April 30th, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your John Deere dealer, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
And welcome back here to the Devaney Center. Early on, quick little timeout here for Scotts Bluff. They're facing a little bit of pressure, but they inbound it. They have the 5-3 lead. As across the timeline with the dribble is Haddon. Haddon, they double-team him. He's kind of trapped. He makes a long pass, nearly stolen away. Coming up with it is Moreno. Moreno will try the baseline, bank it off glass. Good. Great body control by Eric Moreno. And Scotts Bluff with their largest lead of the ball game. They lead it by 4. On the run here is Borchers. Borchers' little floater won't fall, but he'll head to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act. That's going to be... I didn't see who they gave that to. It will be on the Cardinals' Borchers, I believe. Yeah, that's his first. Well, that can't be right. I thought they gave it to number one, and number one's at the free throw line. That's Alex Borchers. He hits the front end of 2 shots, and his second one is up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Moreno. So they'll kick into the corner, and a pretty good pressure put on Haddon over there. Haddon has his pass deflected. Picking up a loose ball here is Borchers. Borchers high dribble, brings it up the baseline, has a shot blocked and out of bounds by Eric Moreno. It went off the leg of his teammate, who was giving some great help defense, so it goes off the leg of Jackson Hines. And Moreno with the block. So the Cardinals will inbound. They make a substitution. Michael Offerman will come in. He'll inbound it. Gets the ball right back. He's on the right wing behind the arc. Now he'll dribble out, kick it back onto that baseline. And around the perimeter they go. James Sidibe checked in the ball games as well. Sidibe has it on the right side. He's going to fire a 3, and he hits the 3. Sidibe with the 3, and we are tied at 7. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Pressure being put on here by the Cardinals. Passes up ahead. Bearcats handle it. They kick it out. Moreno for 3. It is short. And Sidibe will pull down the rebound. And the Cardinals, not much pressure, so they'll bring it across the timeline without any difficulty. Offerman will now enter it inside for Rogers. Rogers finds a backdoor cutter. And we have a walk as they make the pass on that left side. Great backdoor cut. South Sioux City missed the opportunity because on the bounce pass, a little trouble receiving it, and they turn it over. Michael Haddon turns it over, and now on the dribble is, it's Haddon who forced the turnover, and the ball is knocked loose. Now it is a turnover. Coming up with it is South Sioux City. On the run here is Rogers. Rogers will get the foul called as he goes in hard. The shot rimmed around and fell out. And it's going to be a foul on Rogers. They're going to call him for the charge. So Haddon will check in. And now Michael Haddon will inbound the basketball here for the Bearcats. He'll toss it in without much difficulty. South Sioux City making another substitution. Scott Manley coming in. They like to keep fresh legs out there because they like to go full court pressure. On the baseline is Winkler. Winkler kicks into the corner for Moreno. Moreno skip pass. And now on the drive here is Haddon. Haddon little floater. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Gets it. Takes it off glass and scores. Michael Haddon offensive rebound and bucket. And the Bearcats now lead it by two again. And then they turn it over. They turn over as Offerman turned the basketball over. And here come the Cats. And we got a hold. Cardinals committing the foul after they pass it up to Eric Moreno. So Sky Aldrich is going to be whistled for the foul. So the toss in here is going to be Jackson Hens. And Hens will give it to Klein. And Klein, off of the little screen, goes to the right side, runs into a defender right there, Sidivi. And still dribbling here is going to be the Bearcats. Winkler has it, gives it off to Hens. Hens drives, shot no good. Offensive rebound, bucket good off the glass by Eric Moreno. Moreno again with an offensive rebound and bucket. And that'll push that lead back out to four. Bearcats have led. This is their largest lead of the ball game. They've had a four-point lead a couple of times. And now with 2:45 to go, the Cardinals have the basketball. Comstock will give it off on the right side for Aldrich. Aldrich jumps up in the lane, and before he could put up a shot, he was pushed. And so a foul coming up here on the Cats. That's going to be on Taylor Winkler. For Winkler, that's personal foul number one. Two fouls been whistled against the Bearcats, three against the Cardinals here. In the first quarter, Cardinals have the basketball. After some substitutions, Nathan Rogers gets the inbounds. Now he gets the ball back. He'll kick it off left side here for Borchers, who just came in off the bench after getting a little breather. Borchers with the dribble on that right side. He'll kick it top of the circle. Now entry pass inside for Comstock. Comstock will take it off glass, and he'll score. Jordan Comstock with long arms there, and he's able to get that 6'4 frame with those long arms to just lay it off the glass and in. Moreno. Long pass, gets it up ahead. They'll kick it on that right side. Now a little penetration on the baseline, and the shot will not fall here. For Austin Fritza, and the pass knocked around. Now on the baseline, little runner here for South Sioux City. It won't fall. Then a foul on the rebound. Nathan Rogers got a couple of rebounds in there, but he got one of them because he pushed the guy with position out of the way. So that'll be a foul on Rogers. And so that is his second. So he, I think, is going to come out of the ball game. Yeah, he's going to slide out of the ball game. Coming in is Sidivi for him. So pass on the right wing as the Bearcats are facing a little bit of pressure. And across the timeline, without much difficulty here, is going to be Scottsboro. So they get a dribble on that right side. Borch is putting great pressure on the ball as they block it on that wing over there. And Klein, trap, pass out. Klein comes up with it. He's near midcourt, has the ball knocked loose. They're running out of defenders, but, boy, they're everywhere, South Sioux City. And Sky Aldrich was the last to touch it as it goes out of bounds. They were just an eyelash away from making an interception, tracking the ball all over the place. But it still is going to be Scottsbluff basketball. And you see what South Sioux City's mentality is. They want to attack the basketball, try to trap as best they can, and they use a very deep bench to make it happen. On the inbound, a three-pointer up and good for Eric Moreno. That'll be his first three-pointer. He's got seven in the game, and Borchers brings in the offensive zone. Five-point lead now for Scottsbluff. On the baseline, a little dump back out for Sidivi. He'll try a 15-foot jumper from the wing. No good. On the run after the rebound is Moreno. Moreno's going to drive, float, scoop, and score. Eric Moreno, 9 points in the quarter. And it is 16-9. Bearcats with the lead. Left wing with it, Comstock. Comstock gives it to Sidivi on the baseline. His jumper's no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. 45 seconds to go. as the Cardinals, I meant to say Bearcats, Lofink came up with the rebound, and he'll kick the ball back out on that right wing. With it, Moreno. Moreno on the baseline, driving, bounce pass, top of the key. Here's a three by Haddon. It's no good. Rebound being fought for, and it's out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul whistled on the Cats. That will go against Bo Lofink, his first personal foul. Well, this game being played with a tremendous amount of energy. Austin Clarkson going to check in here for Scott Glove. And that'll give Moreno a little bit of a breather here as there's 25 seconds to go in quarter number one. With the basketball is number one, Alex Borchers. He's directing traffic here for South Sioux City. And Borchers, the sophomore, still has the dribble. Gets a screen. Dumps it back out for Aldridge. Aldridge drives. Shot no good. Rebounded by the Bearcats, and then there's a foul. With 4.5 from behind, Sky Aldridge hacking at the ball, and I mean hacking, and he hit him on the arm near the elbow. So that's two fouls on Sky Aldridge. And also with the two fouls is Rogers, so a little bit of early foul trouble here for South Sioux City. 4 seconds to go as they inbound it. On the run here is going to be Haddon. Haddon from half court. Shoots it off glass. No good. And then a throw from even farther than that after the buzzer sounds near the basket as well. But it's off the mark. So we have one quarter in the book. Scott Bluff with a 16-9 lead over South Sioux City. The defending state champions have a 7-point lead. We'll be back right after this.
Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, and Raider Insurance, your local Allied agents, a winning combination. As Allied Insurance agents, Raider Insurance will help you get the best coverage at the best price for your auto, home, or business. Allied Insurance is an equal housing opportunity insurer. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. And Raider Insurance, supporting local and area students and student athletes. 1130 West 2nd, Hastings, and at RaiderInsurance.com.
And welcome back. Presenting sponsor of the Boys State Basketball Tournament is Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations to serve you. We list them, but we may not have time for coverage of the game because when they say there's one near you, they absolutely mean it. It is a 7-point lead here for Scott Bluff, 16-7 after one quarter. And in that quarter, Scott Bluff right now is shooting almost 54%. Excuse me, South Sioux City is shooting almost 54%. And let me try this again. Scott Bluff is shooting 54%. South Sioux City about 27%. Looking at my monitor here, and scores on one side, then the stats are completely flipped the other way. So I made an assumption that I shouldn't have made. Scott Bluff has the basketball here. Klein gives it off. He kicks it out for Winkler. Once I read those numbers, I go, that can't be right. And they'll get the ball to Moreno. Moreno facing some pressure, gives it to Hens. Hens is going to kick it off right side for Winkler. Winkler takes it to the baseline, facing that 3-2 zone, and a little penetration now by Haddon. Haddon's going to kick left side for Klein. Klein drives the baseline. He's picked up defensively, but shoots it off glass. Now the tip. It's no good. And then another offensive rebound. This one by Hens, and Hens gives it out. Drive, shot, no good. The Divvy pulls down the rebound here for South Sioux City, and he'll get the ball back out here for Alex Borchers. And Borchers will have the first possession of the second quarter for South Sioux City. On the drive, running in there is going to be Fritza. Fritza, a little strong on the layup attempt in traffic. No good, and Haddon pulls down the rebound. Haddon's going to kick up ahead here for Scott Bluff, giving it to Klein. And Klein will kick into the corner. That's Winkler. Winkler picked up nicely there by Scott Manley. He started the quarter, and he'll give the ball out here for Hens. Hens in a little bit of trouble. Still has his dribble, though. Now he'll kick through over to Klein. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Matthew Klein drains the three-pointer, and now a 10-point Scott Bluff lead at 19-9. Driving is Borchers. Borchers' shot is no good. And we'll see if he can hit some shots at the free throw line. Borchers with 4 points in the ball game. Remember, South Sioux City had the first bucket of the game. They led 3-0. So since then, it has been a 19-6 run for Scott Bluff. The free throw by Borchers is good. He's got one more coming up here. So Borchers, hand of the basketball. He kind of looks around, does a little coaching. Now he gets in his shooting mechanisms, and then he fires off a perfect free throw. That's how confident he is at the free throw line. He does a little coaching while he's thinking about shooting free throws. 8-point ball game now. Bearcats across the timeline facing that pressure. Klein will dribble. Dump on the left wing. Winkler now on the baseline. He's triple-teamed. He'll kick it out. Here's Klein. He thought about that three from the top of the key, but he'll give it right side for Moreno. Moreno backing in, driving on that right side, flipping it. Driving now is Haddon. Haddon, a little flip. No good. Offensive rebound again. The kick out. Here's Moreno for three, and he hits another three. And Scott Fluff is on fire. They are rebounding. They are stroking it as well, and they have doubled up South Sioux City. It's Scott Fluff, 22, South Sioux City, 11. Timeout Cardinals. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Chicken Coop, one of Central Nebraska's favorite places to eat. Enjoy a peppercorn steak. It's a 12-ounce black Angus top sirloin rubbed with cracked black pepper and served on a bed of creamy peppercorn sauce. The Jack Bourbon Steak, a top sirloin seasoned then seared with the popular Jack sauce. Delicious baby back ribs or wings in Chicken Coop original homemade sweet and spicy flavors. A first-class sports bar that's also an awesome place to eat. So bring your family or meet your friends. The Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island.
Welcome back here. South Sioux City forced to call the timeout, and this timeout is brought to you by our good friends at Little Caesars. Take timeout right now for a Little Caesars Hot Ready Pizza. Available at this very moment on West 39th Street in Kearney and at concession stands throughout central Nebraska. Although, not a lot of high school action at those concession stands until next fall. Borchers has the basketball here for South Sioux City, and he'll kick it off on the left wing here for Fritza. Fritza enters it in. A little presentation here by Comstock. He's shut off, so he'll kick it back around. And now South Sioux City will be patient. They enter it in, kick it out, but a bad pass. It's intercepted. Klein drives, loses it. Picked up by a teammate, right back out to Klein. Klein skips it out, and it's intercepted by Rogers. Rogers going to lead the break here for the Cardinals. He loses the ball. It's stripped. Now a long outlet pass to Haddon. Haddon gets it up ahead for Winkler. Winkler misses a tough layup. Borchers pulls down the rebound, and here come the Cardinals. They throw it down low, and they throw it over. Well, the turnover wheel was really spinning there as we turned it over, I think, two times each in that little flurry of activity. A little bit of an indication of the pace of the game as well as the amount of pressure both these two teams are putting on each other. Haddon across the timeline. He'll kick it out. With it right now is Klein. Klein gives it off here for Winkler. Winkler picked up well by Aldridge. We'll give it off on the left side here. And with it is Lofink. Lofink kicks it out. Here's the three. Up, no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Comstock snags the bound. Borchers long outlet pass up ahead. Nearly intercepted, but Aldridge has it. He'll kick it off on the right side. Rogers for three. No good. Rebounded by Lofink for Scott's Bluff. And Scott's Bluff with the dribble here. Klein across the timeline giving it to Lofink. Lofink will cut through after passing it to Haddon. Haddon, he's going to drive the baseline. Little floater that hits nothing. And Fritza pulls down the rebound here for South Sioux City. Had some English on it after it landed, though. He put a little spin on it, but it didn't hit any iron. And now Borchers has it here. Quick trigger here by Comstock. He shoots the three. It's no good. Klein pulls down the rebound. Up ahead here for Winkler. Winkler in transition. Shot won't fall. Rebounded by Comstock. He gives it to Borchers. Borchers up ahead. On the run is Aldridge. Aldridge kicks it right back out for Borchers. Borchers thought about shooting over the top of Winkler. Now he'll drive, take it off glass, and score. Borchers hits the shot, and he's got 8 of the 13 points here for South Sioux City. They trail it 22-13. Cats in the offensive zone. Klein will give it off on that right wing over there. Lofink not being pressured at all. Now he's got his dribble. He'll take it top of the circle and just flip it back out here for Eric Moreno. Lofink, not really much of a threat to score over there, as on the season, he has only scored 32 points on the year. He'll get it out for Winkler. Winkler, left wing here for Klein. And so Klein will kicks it out, but Lofink's going to fire a three. Oh, good-looking shot, but it won't fall. And Jordan Comstock pulls it down for SSC. So here comes South Sioux City. Borchers on the dribble, facing that zone. Going to kick it out. Now an entry pass. Back it in. Turnaround scoop. No good for Rogers. And it's a little bit strong, and Slatsbluff is going to slowly bring it up court. Marino pulled down the rebound. He played point a little bit. Long pass up ahead. Now on the run are the Bearcats. And on the baseline, Winkler took a little extra step. The official right in front of us saw that little extra jump start here, and it's a turnover. The South Sioux City check it in, and inbound the basketball is going to be Scott Manley. He'll get it in to Michael Offerman, who also came into the game. So here comes Offerman. 2:55 before halftime. 22-13, 9-point lead for Scott's Bluff. Both these two teams have put together come-from-behind wins here at the state tournament. Backdoor cut, kick into the corner, round the perimeter we go. Now back on that left side is Manley. Manley picked up there nicely by Lofink. And they'll have to give the basketball up. Now using up his dribble is going to be Offerman. Offerman gets it in for Sidibe. And he'll kick it right back out. 2:25 to go. At the elbow, Sidibe gets it back. He'll drive the lane. Shot off glass. And it rolls in. Nice shooter's touch for James Sidibe. And Sidibe now has 5 in the game. Cuts that lead 7. Sidibe was putting a little pressure on. Now pass up ahead. Now driving the baseline. A little floater up. No good. But a foul is called. Moreno doing a great job driving in there. Except he collects. He ran into the guy, and that's a charge. Well, he made such a nice move trying to avoid contact. I thought that they probably were going to call the block, but the guy had position there. So Moreno, trying to jump out of getting a block, wasn't able to quite jump vertically and diagonally enough. Kind of a little water bug jump there. Went directly back into the court as he jumped from the baseline back into the main part of the gym. Borchers will bring it across the timeline after that turnover for Scott's Bluff, and Borchers' pass is knocked loose. Last to touch it was Matthew Klein. So last touch by the Cats. Cards to inbound. Again, South Sioux City, even though they are the 7 seed, they are wearing their home white uniforms, and on the dribble is Borchers. Borchers on that right wing. Says Cards right across the chest. So team logos represented on the writing on both of these jerseys. A little entry pass is kicked away by Eric Moreno. South Sioux City's jerseys say Cards, and Scott's Bluff jerseys say Bearcats. And their Bearcat uniforms look a lot like the Cincinnati Bearcat uniforms. Same color scheme as well. Aldrich to toss in on the baseline. He'll give it between the circles for Sedevi. That's not to his game. As they'll enter it in, now kick it back out. Driving here, facing the basket, is going to be Fritza. Fritza is shut off, so they'll kick it back out. Aldrich wants it, but they'll get it inside for Comstock. Comstock has a block, but right back out to a Card, and then another long rebound by Moreno. Moreno with the block, and then coming up with the extra rebound. On the run is Haddon. Haddon's going to kick in the corner. Winkler will hit a three. His first point of the ball game, and the lead back out to 10 here for Scott's Bluff. 25-15, minute 6 to go. On the dribble is Borchers late in the second quarter. He'll drive to the baseline, kick it back out. Three-pointer from that left wing, Fritza, who strokes the three. So Austin Fritza answers back, and that'll cut that lead back down to 7. And again, South Sioux City pressuring the ball. Klein across the timeline. They're trying to trap. Makes the cross-court pass to Haddon. Kicking in the corner. Winkler for 3 again. That time it hits the heel, and Aldrich pulls down the rebound for the Cardinals. On the run is Borchers. Borchers with 34 seconds left. I don't know if they're even capable of holding the basketball that long, as both of these two teams are playing a very quick pace. Fritza will help work it around. Now with it is Sedevi. Sedevi will fire a long jumper. No good. Rebounded by Scott's Bluff. 19 seconds left as Klein, after snagging the bound, still has the dribble. He'll bring it across the timeline, facing some pressure here from Sedevi. He's used up his dribble and will give it off on the right side here for Lofink. Lofink then gives it to Marino. Marino will just hand it off here for Klein. 2 seconds left. Klein backs up, shoots off glass. It's good. It was Marino who flipped it out. banked it in from about 35 feet away, and Marino strokes it in. I think that might be the seventh buzzer beater I have seen at the Boise State basketball tournament this year, taking a look at the action in the last 3 days, and we've had about three of them here on Championship Saturday, the last Championship Saturday here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So the bank shot off glass, well, what kind of bank shot is there, but the buzzer beater off glass at the buzzer allows Scotts Bluff to hold on to their largest lead of the ball game. They lead it 28-18 at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Roche Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roche Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roche Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, we've mentioned it several times, and it is, you know, with a little bit of trepidation and almost remorse that we're saying goodbye to championship games played here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. They will use this venue again in the future. It's going to look a whole lot different. They're going to change things, really kind of change it for volleyball, which will be the primary activity, not the only activity, but the primary activity that will be here at the Devaney Center in the arena area. Of course, they use part of this facility for other events like swimming, for instance. They have indoor track on the other end of the building as well. But again, most people that have been to the Devaney Center, chances are, have spent more time in this arena area throughout the course of the years. And they're going to set this up to be primarily the new home for Husker volleyball. They're going to put up some luxury suites and change the seating a little bit. They're going to actually reduce the number of total seats that are in here. And so, really, the Devaney Center is going to become what Pershing is, in that the games will kind of the games that are being played at Pershing will be played here. So there'll be a lot of semifinals. There'll be some first-round games here. But all the championship games will be played at the new Pinnacle Sports Arena, Pinnacle Bank Arena, that should be completed by September. And so they'll have a little bit different look to that next year. So that's just kind of a feeling that it's just kind of hard to say goodbye to the Bob after championship games. We're not saying completely goodbye to it, because obviously we'll use it in the future. There's also been a lot of talk that next year they're going to maybe go to a four-day tournament, which means that they'll only use two locations as well. So kind of a bittersweet end here, saying goodbye to the Bob, but we'll also say hello to Bob. Bob Jensen from the Huskerland Prep Report. Good to see you, Bob. How you doing? I'm doing something wrong, because I'm not hearing you very well here. Bob, talk about, what are some of your favorite memories of the Devaney Center in terms of high school sports?
One, of course, I'm like everybody else when it comes to the Wahoo Pius final in 89.
Yep.
Unbelievable finish. The Amber Heggie
finish of the C2 girls or C1 girls championship from right over there when she took the ball the length of the court the last 4 seconds and scored over Nicole Brungart to give them a state championship. And then it's kind of weird. The other memory I have is not necessarily a good one for South Sioux, but I thought it was a real seminal night for the sport. That's when South Sioux was rated in the nation. They were rated 10th in the nation, and Ogallala beat them. And to this day, that's the loudest I have ever heard the stadium for girls' basketball.
Yeah, and for girls, I think that definitely would be the case, because that really was a shocker, and that's really kind of what makes things fun. Were you here the night that the game that I don't hear talked about as much as I thought it would was the night that the streak came to an end for Wahoo,
Ogallala
beat it here.
Yeah, that's very true. That was a historic night. That was not just what do you remember. That was a historic night. And that's just it. When you have 35 years, you're going to have a lot of history. I guess when I go back to the very first year, Bush, it's kind of strange. The very first year that they played here, the stadium was not done yet. They still had some things to finish, like seating at courtside. And so what you had was folding chairs for the teams to sit on, and then the fans were upstairs. It was like Gladiator. I mean, it's what it was. You had them down there and the fans up there. I kind of wish we'd go back to that, actually, a little bit. But, Mike McGee played in the building that first year. This is a lot of history. And it is sad to have it end. That Pinnacle building is spectacular. It's going to be magnificent.
You know, and I sit here and I say I'm going to miss the Bob. And I'm going to miss the Bob because of the memories. But this is going to be an upgrade. I mean, this is going to be a major step up. I like the Bob. I really enjoy it. I think it's good. I think it's quality, all that things. But it's one of those things, B&W is nice until you get that Maserati. I think that's going to be a little bit where we're at.
Well, it's one of those things where the one thing I didn't like people talking about when we needed this new building, and I'm all for new construction and progress and all that, was to have people talk about the Devaney Center being somehow antiquated, because it is a magnificent structure. It has been so well taken care of. And if this is going to be our second team, we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it was built, Pershing was the cat's meow. But I don't hear anybody saying, "Oh, it's too bad we're not." You know, there was a lot of great games played at the Pershing Center over the years, but I don't hear anybody really bemoaning the fact that the Pershing Center, in terms of the state basketball tournament, is to be no more.
Yeah. Well, my only deal is that once you're in the Pershing Center, it's still a great experience. I mean, I don't have any problem whatsoever. Getting into the Pershing Center is torture. And the parking restrictions are unbelievable, and that is a definite black eye.
And it isn't so bad at night, because, the downtown area is kind of quieted down, the parking garages are open, but during the day, absolutely nightmare. And so it is kind of nice to get that one retired. But there's been a lot of great games played there, a lot of memories made at the Pershing Center, too. What's your favorite Pershing Center moment?
Oh, wow.
Wow, that was tougher, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Bush, I don't know. I'm sitting here, and I don't know if I can name one game. But I'm telling you, I'm a real fan of the Pershing Center. I love the walking into the door. You got the cotton candy. You got the hot dogs. You got the narrow little concourse. You got the old-time stadium seating. It's just a great atmosphere. And that's what I'm going to remember about that. And when that's gone, that will be a sad day.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that you a lot of times you end up, you're still close to the court, but you get close to the ceiling as well, and it gets loud in there. That sound bounces off of there pretty good.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, good time. Well, things are going to quiet down for you now. What are you going to do in the off season?
I mean, well, anymore.
Did you have an off season?
Anymore, Bush, there is no off season. I need to get going on our football magazine that I need to have done in the middle of June. But, this is it. This is the end of 23 years tonight for me doing Huskerland. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's just kind of interesting that, to me, the older I get, quicker the season goes as well.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And here we are, basketball, with that Christmas break in the middle, it just evaporates once you get back the first of the year.
Yeah, no question about it. Favorite moment of this year?
Well, I tell you what. Maybe my favorite moment of the whole year was watching Southern Valley win this morning. There's something about first-time winners that is just something special. And with John Miller being there, and with the legacy that he left behind at Chambers and going to a new school and in his second year winning state, you know, if there was ever any doubt, John Miller's one of the greatest coaches our state's ever had. They should pretty much be eliminated now.
Yeah, absolutely. So it brings success kind of wherever you go. That's building a pretty good resume.
Yeah.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. I guess it seems strange that we're not going to see you for a while. You know, we're not going to talk to you for a while.
Well, we still got a game and a half to go here tonight, and it's kind of, you know, I guess you talk about favorite moments. You know, having South Sioux City get to the final tonight without Mike Giselle and without Austin Grove, two three-time All-Staters, and having them find a way to get back to Lincoln for a fourth consecutive time, it's really quite magnificent. Now, they haven't gotten any points out of their best player, the Rogers kid, who's scoreless at halftime. So if they're going to make any kind of run in the second half, it's going to be because he suddenly wakes up a little bit.
And, you know, 10 points, sure they're down 10 points, but one way of looking at it is Rogers hasn't scored and you're still down only 10.
Yeah, absolutely. That could turn in a heartbeat. South Sioux scored, 84 points last night. That's how they've made their money the last couple weeks, is by offense. So that's nice to see.
Yeah, and they fell behind big to Ralston in the state quarterfinals. And so being behind is not really where they want to be, but they're not also sweating a whole lot.
Yeah,
in the
isn't that something, Bush? You know, you say that. Both of these finalists, Scotts Bluff and South Sioux City, the first day of the tournament, were behind 18 points in their game. And now here they are. And somebody's going to walk out here with the championship. And I tell you what, Michael Haddon, the best player from Scotts Bluff, I've had a chance to interview that kid a couple times. And you talk about great memories. I don't know about a great memory, but a great person. That is one of my all-time favorite kids, and I'm glad for his success as well.
Hey, Bob, it's always good to hear from you. Thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely, Bush.
Good seeing you. Thank you. Appreciate the time. That's Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. We're at halftime. Scotts Bluff 28 and South Sioux City 18 here in the Class B Championship. We'll take a minute and a half break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at our halftime numbers right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We are at halftime, and you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, here's your numbers for halftime for South Sioux City. Leading the way is Alex Borchers. He's got 8 points here at intermission to go with a couple of rebounds. 5 points for James Sedevy, and Sedevy also has a couple of rebounds here for the Cardinals. 3 points for Austin Fritza, 2 points for Jordan Comstock, and that is their 18 points right there, as it has been a relatively slow offensive start here for South Sioux City in the first half. And again, Nathan Rogers, 0-for-4 shooting the basketball, has yet to score tonight for South Sioux City. You heard Bob Jensen kind of mentioning that just a few moments ago. For Scotts Bluff, leading the way is Eric Moreno. Moreno, 6-of-8 from the field, 3-of-5 from behind the arc. He has 5 rebounds to go with his team-high 15 points, as he's leading all scorers with those 15. Elsewhere, you got 4 points from Michael Haddon, 3 points
for him. Taylor Winkler, 3 points for Jackson Hins, and 3 points for Matthew Klein. Scott Bluff has a team, 6 of 11 from behind the arc, and also South Sioux City, 3 of 6. So one team shooting 54%, that would be Scott Bluff. South Sioux shooting 50% from behind the arc. But overall from the field, Scott Bluff is shooting 40.7%, South Sioux City 28.6%, and rebounds, well, that's dominated by Scott Bluff, 20-12 here in the first half. We are tied in terms of turnovers, both teams with 6 turnovers here at intermission. Scott Bluff, their largest lead was 11 points, and that was fairly early on in that second quarter. And South Sioux City led 3-0 when they hit the first shot of the ball game, and they have pretty much trailed since then because Scott Bluff was able to answer with a 3, and they have not been either tied nor have they led from that point. And again, here at halftime, it is 28-18. Scott Bluff with a 10-point lead. We'll be back with a Class B state championship here on the ESPN Superstation Central Nebraska. We come back right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and Diesel Irrigation Engine from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Scott Bluff, they break the huddle a little bit quicker. They have a little bit more spring in their step because they've got a 10-point lead, 28-18. But you also heard Bob Jensen mention both these two teams in action on Thursday trailed by as many as 18 points in their games. Obviously, both of them came back because here they are playing for the Class B state championship. South Sioux City has possession of the basketball first to start the second half. Aldridge has it. He'll give it off right side for Borchers. Borchers working it around here. Fritzers wants it on this right side, Fritzen rather, and they work it inside, kicking it right back out. Now penetration by Borchers, little floater, no good. Rebound tipped, and coming away with it is Scott Bluff. Loose ball is picked up by Winkler, and Winkler's going to give it off here to Klein. Klein on the bounce. Has the first possession of the second half for the Bearcats. They lead it by 10. With it is 10. Jackson Hins. He'll get it off. A little dribble to the elbow by Klein. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Fritza. And Austin Fritza will give it up ahead here for Borchers. Borchers going to kick it off on the left side for Rogers. Back to Borchers. Borchers, little bounce. And he'll take it to the elbow. Now kick it back out. Now he gets it again. He's going to direct traffic. The sophomore drives the baseline. Little spin, little step under. Lays it up. It's rolling around. Won't fall. Haddon pulls down the rebound. He's dribbling around here for Scott Bluff, and the pass up ahead stolen away. That's Aldrich in traffic. He flips it over for Rogers. Rogers misses the bunny. Tips it. Will not fall. Another rebound by Fritza. Fritza another rebound and finally lays it up and in. Well, it wasn't easy, but South Sioux City finally got a bucket in that possession. They ended up with 4 rebounds and 2 points out of the deal. Haddon will kick it in the corner, and they'll get it right back out for Winkler. Winkler's going to reset the offense, giving it to Klein. Now Winkler's got it on that left side, and directing traffic over there is Tony Siski, the head coach for the Bearcats. He led them to a win last year against the same Cardinals in the state championship game. We have a whistle now away from the ball, and I think that's going to go on Comstock. That will be a hold on Jordan Comstock. That's number 1 on Comstock. And they're going to inbound on the near sideline. Tossing in his hands, and we've got a foul on the inbound. That's going to be a hold whistled on Austin Fritza. That's the first on Princess. So a couple of quick fouls here called against South Sioux City. So again, the Cats will inbound. They throw it in the backcourt. Winkler's got it. He's just going to hand it off here to Klein. Klein's picked up man-to-man here by Nathan Rogers. And on the dribble is going to be Hins. Hins, extra step. That's a turnover. That's another turnover on Scott's Bluff. That's their seventh of the ball game, compared to six here for, well, that'd be their eighth now, compared to six here for South Sioux City. So here comes Borchers on the dribble. He'll give it off left side for Comstock. Back to Borchers. Borchers gets it to the elbow for Nathan. They jump it out. Three, no good. Rebounded by Haddon for Scott's Bluff. And Haddon will give it up ahead here for Hins. Hins on the dribble. Picked up defensively by Borchers. And the ball is going to be knocked back into the backcourt. It's going to go out of bounds on the baseline. It's going to belong to Scott's Bluff. But now they're going to be 94 feet away from the hoop. Trying to make the steal was Nathan Rogers, and not Rogers kind of figured, well, if I can't get it, nobody can. So he basically ended up throwing the ball out of bounds, making Scott's Bluff reset the whole deal again. They inbound it to Klein. Up ahead here for Hens. He splits the defense, kicks into the corner. On the run here is Moreno. Moreno has been hot. He kicks it out here for Klein. And on the dribble here is Matthew Klein. Klein enters it in. Nice bounce pass. It's going to be a layup for Michael Haddon. And Haddon now has 6 points in the ball game. Lead back out to 10 here for Scott's Bluff, 30-20. Borchers here in the third, drives the baseline, off glass, no good. Tip will not fall for Rogers. He's still without a point. Moreno pulls down that miss. Kick out for now for Klein in transition. It's an air ball. Aldrich comes up with it. Aldrich on the run here for the Cardinals, all the way to the baseline. Fouled on his way to the basket, but it's going to be a two-shot foul. Just as he was going up in the air, and so Aldrich will shoot two. 30-20, 5:54 to go here in quarter number three. And the free throw is up and no good. So Sky Aldrich still looking for his first points of the day. He's 0 for 3 from the field. And now 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So now he does have his first point of the day. So on the dribble here is going to be Klein. Klein facing the double team. Gets to Hins. Hins is going to kick in the corner. Baseline penetration by Moreno, and Moreno will head to the basket, and that is going to be a foul. A block called on Sky Aldrich, and that's going to be his third. So three fouls on him and a couple of free throws coming up here for Moreno. His free throw is rolling around and no good. So the free throw is no good for Moreno, and Moreno misses the second one, rebounded by Nathan Rogers, and Rogers will bring in the offensive zone. Penetration kicking in the corner, now on the baseline, the drive by Fritza. Fritza is able to float it up and in. So Austin Fritza now with seven in the game, and Matthew Klein in the offensive zone. Klein's going to kick, now they lob it top of the circle here for Haddon. Haddon's going to drive, scoop, and score. Wow, Michael Haddon. Nice little flip there. He's got 8 points in the game. Directing traffic here for South Sioux City is going to be Michael Hofferman. Hofferman gives it off. Now inside. Nice drive. And finally in the books is Nathan Rogers as Rogers lays it up and in. Pressure on the inbounds. McLean has it. He'll kick it up ahead here for Hins. Hins penetrates. Kick into the corner, three-pointer, good for Eric Moreno. Moreno's fourth three-pointer of the game. And Moreno now has 18. And with it right now is going to be Nathan Rogers. Rogers is going to hand it back off here for Offerman. Off of a screen, they get off right side for Scott Manley. Manley on the baseline. Finds a cutter. That's going to be Rogers. Rogers has to kick it out around the perimeter. Nice passing. Fritz is going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Great ball movement there by South Sioux City, and they stroke it in to make it a 7-point ball game. Bearcats up by a touchdown, 35-28. Across the timeline comes Klein. They're going to kick it in the corner for Winkler. Winkler with 3:05 to go in the third takes it to the baseline. Just before he traveled, he's kicking it out to Hins, and Hins' pass is deflected by a hustling Michael Offerman. Bo Lofink going to check back in here for Scott Bluff for the Cardinals. Coming in is Jordan Comstock and Sky Aldrich. So still 35-28. Scott Bluff with that 7-point lead. They have led by as many as 11. That's been their largest lead of the game. Bounce pass in off the set play. Here's Haddon laying it up. What a great bounce pass. And then cutting right off of that pass was Michael Haddon. They threw it in from the sideline. They cleared everybody else out of there. Just a two-man game. And Haddon gets the pass and lays it up. Defender falls down, so Offerman will fire a 17-foot jumper, and it's good. So Michael Offerman hits the shot, and now the Bearcats inbounded just in time as they get it to Winkler. Winkler up ahead here. On the run is Haddon. Haddon gives it up ahead for Hins. Hins is going to kick. Here's the three-pointer by Marino. No good. Rebound fought for. Haddon can't come up with it, but it was knocked out of his hands by Scott Manley. So it will be Scott's Bluff basketball on their own baseline. So they'll toss it in. They had a great inbounds play a moment ago. Winkler now has it. He'll kick left side, driving that baseline. A little floater up. Good by Michael Haddon. Haddon with 8 points in the quarter, 12 points in the game. So a little ball fake on that far side. With it is Manley. Manley on the baseline, kicks in the corner. It can't get there because Taylor Winkler knocked it out of bounds. They were trying to get it out to Sky Aldrich, and it goes out of bounds. For Scott's Bluff, checking in is going to be Austin Clarkson. For the Cardinals, Borchers checks back in. So does Rogers and Fritza. Cardinals to inbound in the corner on the baseline. Aldrich to toss it in. And he's got to lob it near midcourt. And it's going to go in the backcourt. Borchers allowed it to go in the backcourt and then starts his dribble. So it was not over and back. Borchers is able to track it down. It was almost stolen by Hins. They'll get it off for Aldrich. Aldrich has it, used up his dribble, gets it at the elbow for Rogers. Now top of the key, out for Borchers. Borchers still has his dribble, picked up defensively by Hins. And Borchers with the dribble, gives it off right wing here for Aldrich. Aldrich on the baseline, on his way to the basket, and we've got a hold that's going to be whistled on the Bearcats. And that'll be on Taylor Winkler. That is now three on him. 101 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 39-30. Scott's Bluff with the lead. South Sioux City with the basketball on the baseline to inbound it. Borchers will toss it in, and he'll lob it for Rogers. Rogers back it in, double team, came down with it. That's a walk. Yep. And again, South Sioux City's Larry Comstock is saying, hey, that should be a jump ball. But the way he was stuck there, that one was a walk, and he's getting an explanation from the officials. If the ball doesn't leave his hands, it's a walk. If it leaves the hands and they both come down with it together, then it is a jump ball. On the left side for him, they'll give it up right side for Haddon. He's across the timeline. He's trapped in the corner and somehow is able to pass it out to Klein. Klein now is going to back out. He'll V-cut, kick into the corner. Here's the three, short for Marino. And coming down with it is Rogers. Here comes South Sioux City. Rogers will lead the break himself. A little hesitation, trying to throw it down low. It goes out of bounds, and trying to save it was Comstock. The Comstock was out of bounds by, almost the entire letter B on the baseline. As he tried to save it, but it was a little bit too late getting there. Michael Haddon's going to throw it in with a minute 11 to go. He tosses in for Klein, right back out for Haddon. And Haddon, they shut him off, so he'll get it right back out. And across the timeline with the pass, here's Haddon. Haddon gives off the baseline. Marino, now the kick out. Klein for three. Short right on the line right there. Had it all lined up, but comes up a little bit short with it. Now Borchers on the bounce here for South Sioux City. Give it off on the right side for Aldrich. Borchers thought about the three, top of the key. He'll get it off right side. Three-pointer up and good for Nathan Rogers. So Rogers with 5 points in the quarter. Here's Klein. He didn't score at all in the first half. They'll kick it out for Klein. Entry pass, backdoor cut, layup, good for Michael Haddon. and had with 10 points in the quarter, 14 in the game. Kick out, with it is Comstock, gets it in the lane, shot by Fritza, up and good. They went for the charge inside, did the Bearcats, don't get the call, and I think that was the right thing, and Fritza gets an easy bucket. Klein kicks right side, fire for three, a little bit strong for the Cats, rebounded by Fritza. Long lob at the buzzer, and that is it for three quarters of basketball here at the Devaney Center. Scott Swamp with a 41-35 lead as we head to the fourth quarter against South Sioux City in the Class B State Championship game. We're back right after this.
Pay less and get more at the budget lot of Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2005 Ford Escape, front-wheel drive, limited, $9,000. 2009 Chrysler PT Cruiser, $8,500. 2007 Chevy Cobalt LT four-door, $6,900. 2001 Ford Ranger 4x4 XLT Super Cab, $6,900. 2000 Olds Intrigue four-door GL, $4,900. They will deal and they take trade-ins. Stop and see them today. That's the budget lot of Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Students, prom is almost here. You know what that means, right? Time to man up and ask her to go with you. It also means you'll need to be looking your best. And Gary Michaels Clothers in Hastings would like to help. Just head over to Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings next Thursday, March 14th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the pizza prom party. Eat some pizza, get fitted for your tux, and receive $10 off your tux rental. So let's recap. Get date, get tux, free pizza. March 14th, Gary Michaels Clothers, downtown Hastings.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We have three quarters of the Class B State Championship in the books, and Scott Swamp, the defending state champion, leading the four-time finalist here, and team that's won two of those last three state championships, South Sioux City, they've got 35. So 41-35, Bearcats leading the Cardinals, and inbounded for Klein. Klein was in trouble. His pass is stolen away. So here comes South Sioux City after the turnover. They kick it up ahead here for Fritza. Fritza, a little jumper on the baseline. No good. Comstock fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it. And we got a timeout for Scott Swamp. Finally coming up with the basketball was Taylor Winkler. And Winkler was pinned in there by South Sioux City. So he calls the timeout 17 seconds into the third quarter. He calls a quick 30-second timeout. And that gives us the opportunity to mention to you that this timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out right now on West 39th Street for Little Caesars and also a high school concession stand near you. They're a long time, ongoing sponsor of high school basketball is Little Caesars, and certainly want to say thanks to all of our sponsors to help us bring you coverage of the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, like Gary Michaels Clothiers. Prom is almost here, and you've got to look your best. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings wants to help. Stop by Gary Michaels next Thursday, March the 14th, from 4 to 8 for the pizza prom party. Free pizza and refreshments will be served, plus $10 off prom rentals. Only at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown 2nd Street in Hastings. All inbounded for Haddon. Haddon helps work it up ahead here. They get it to Klein. And again, Scottsbluff really spreading the floor. Entry pass inside, and the bucket's good. Boy, they moved that around, and Michael Haddon snuck in, and he got the shot up and in. He's got 16 in the game. Pushes that lead back out to 8. Borchers in the lane, was in a little bit of trouble. Kicks it out for Comstock. Now backing in is Rogers. Rogers takes it off glass. He scores, and he'll get the and one. So Nathan Rogers, who did not score at all in the first half, has 7 here in the second. And he's starting to get on track a little bit. Leading scorer for South Sioux City on the season. We'll go to the line trying to finish off a 3-point play. And his free throw is up and good. So Rogers with 3 in the game. And quickly up ahead here is going to be Hins. Hins will kick it right back out for Haddon. Haddon on the dribble, going to get it off left side here for Klein. Klein kicks left side for Winkler. Winkler's got it here for Scottsbluff, a 5-point ball game. And Winkler in a little bit of trouble, and he throws it away. He was trying to connect with Haddon over there. Couldn't make the connection, and it is out of bounds. So turnover will allow South Sioux City to cut into this lead a little bit more. They've got it down to 5 with plenty of time left. Right side, Aldrich gives it back out for Borchers. Borchers facing a little man-to-man here.
has the dribble on the right side, not closely guarded by Hens as they're not putting any pressure on. They get it in the lane here for Comstock. Comstock turns around and will score. Jordan Comstock with four in the game. And Klein with the dribble. It's a one-possession game with 6.5 to go. At the elbow, driving is Haddon, and Haddon is fouled on his way to the basket. And he's got 16 in the game. He'll have his first two free throws of the contest coming up here. That is going to be on Aldrich. That is his fourth. So Sky Aldrich in a little bit of foul trouble. There's a sub coming in, and I got to imagine that Aldrich will be coming out. Haddon hits the free throw. In is Manley. Out is Aldrich. 6:23 to go, fourth quarter. 44-40. Bearcats with the lead over the Cardinals. Scott Slough trying to add to the lead here, and they do with the free throw by Michael Haddon. So here comes Borchers across the timeline, picked up defensively by Hens. Fritza gets it out for Rogers. Rogers looking in. He's standing at the Big Ten logo as they kick it off down left side. In the lane, Comstock. Boy, what a strong drive. Backed in, moved him with his body, and great footwork there as Comstock hits a little bunny hook, and that'll make it a three-point ball game again. Here's Klein. Find the backdoor cutter. That's Haddon who lays it up and in. And a timeout for South Sioux City. 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Scott's what, 47, South Sioux City 42. We're back after this.
Protect your car, truck, camper, boat, and other valuable machinery and equipment with an Astro Building from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein. Strong construction, quality materials, and expert workmanship by local crews, Astro Buildings are adaptive, attractive, and affordable. Call Gene or Colby at 402-756-5881 and get a free quote. They'll help you design an Astro Building that will fit all your needs. Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein, Nebraska, and at buysquaredeal.com.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. State Boys Basketball is brought to you by Crossroads Ford. Are you in the market for a new, used, or... Let me try that again. Are you in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV? Well, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, no gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out your paperwork. Just great service and people that care about their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can search their inventory right now online at crossroads-ford.com. Again, that is crossroads-ford.com. And right now, South Sioux City head coach Larry Comstock asking his team, who do you have? Because they want to know who they're going to go man-to-man with after they've got this offensive possession here. Borchers is going to kick it off here left side for Rogers. Rogers back to Borchers on that far side, watching everybody cycle through is Manley. Manley is able to find Rogers. Rogers drives, and he puts up the shot. He's going to shoot two, and that one hung on the rim after he bumped into Eric Marino. For Marino, that's just his second personal foul. He's got 18 points in the game. They're going to wipe up a little bit of moisture on the court. And Rogers, one for one from the free throw line. He finished a three-point play a little bit ago. He's 3 of 11 from the field, has a total of 8 points. Make it 9 because he strokes that one in. Second free throw up and good for Rogers. Three-point ball game. 5.5 to go. They inbound the basketball to Winkler, and Winkler's just going to hand it right back out here for Haddon. Haddon comes across the timeline, picked up there defensively by Manley. Bounce pass on the right side here for Marino. Marino, little hand check as he was moving in. That'll just be the fifth team foul. For Comstock, that is foul number two. Team foul number five for South Sioux City. It's obviously way too early to start thinking you need to commit fouls to get to the free throw line. Pass right side for Winkler. Winkler lost it. It goes out of bounds right off of his hands. Nice job bodying him up there by Scott Manley. To force the turnover. So South Sioux City with a chance to tie things here as they are down by three. Borchers on the bounce, picked up man-to-man there by Hens. They'll get them all off here for Rogers. Around the perimeter right side with it is Borchers. Borchers on the dribble is able to get them all back out here for Rogers. Nice pass down low. A little trouble handling it with Comstock. He'll kick it out. 15-foot jumper for Fritza, and it's good. Austin Fritza now with 14 in the game. We got a one-point ball game. Scott's what, 47. South Sioux City, 46. 4:39 to go as Klein brings in the offensive zone here for the Bearcats. They kick it off left side for Winkler. Winkler, well behind the three-point arc. Picking him up defensively is Rogers, and they're just going to kick it right back out to Klein. Klein near midcourt. Now they'll give it for Winkler. Winkler doesn't want to dribble up against Rogers. Now that he's used up his dribble, he's looking for a cutter, and he gets it inside for Haddon, and Haddon is fouled. Defender had pretty good position there, but then reached for the basketball as Haddon went up for the shot. And the foul is going to be on Comstock. Not a great foul there for Comstock, as it is going to send Haddon to the line to shoot a couple. He had great position, and he gave it up with the reach. Haddon's free throw hits the front of the iron and no good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Haddon has 20 points in the game. 47-46. Scott's Bluff up by a point, and Haddon's going to try to add to it. And he does. 4:15 to go in the ball game. 2-point advantage for Scott's Bluff. And South Sioux City brings in the offensive zone. Borchers is going to kick it off on that right side. Looking at traffic come through is Fritza. They'll work it back around for Rogers. On the baseline, they get it for Fritza. He's in trouble. Has it stolen away. Loose ball picked up by Haddon. And Haddon will give it off for Winkler. Winkler getting double-teamed. Gets it up ahead for Haddon. Haddon loses it at midcourt. It's on the ground. And the loose ball's picked up here by Fritza. They got numbers. And we've got a foul. That's a great foul by Matthew Klein because it's before the shot. It was a 2-on-1. And Klein commits the foul, and nobody's heading to the free throw line. The rest of his team is able to help him play defense now. That is a great play by Klein, who nearly made the steal. He rolled it on the ground, and then when he reached for it, he hit a Bearcat on the arm. The Bearcat committed the foul by hitting one of the South Sioux City players on the arm. So South Sioux is going to inbound on their own baseline here. It's going to be Borchers who's going to toss it in. They hand on the basketball. They start the five-second count. They just lob it in for Rogers. And Rogers is going to give it off on the right side for Comstock. Backing in, a little ball fake here by Fritza. And then Fritza finds a cutter. It's laid up and in by Jordan Comstock. Comstock with 6 points in the quarter. And now we are tied at 48. Jackson Hens pass up ahead to Klein. Klein back out for him. The handoff here for Marino. Marino steps up, gives it on the right side for Winkler. Winkler over for him. Back out top of the circle for Winkler. Winkler's got it, gives it for Marino. There's Klein in the corner, over for him. 3:05 to go between the circles is Marino. And we got a walk. They pass it on that far side. And Scott Bluff turns it over. And listen to the folks from South Sioux City. Again, this is a rematch of last year's state championship game. Scott's Bluff came away with the title 1 year ago, and that was a crown that was held for 2 years by these Cardinals, and they won it back. Final on that one last year was 64-61. We're on that pace for maybe even the exact same final score as this one is shaping up to be a tight one. Cardinals with the basketball, working it around. Rogers gets it in the lane, backing it in is Comstock, and Comstock took an extra step, and he turned it over. So the defense holds here for Scott Bluff. Cats have not trailed in the game since 3-0, and we got timeout South Sioux City. 2:38 to go, fourth quarter. The Class B title very much in doubt. We're tied at 48. Scott Bluff will inbound when we come back after this.
It's deer season. Save all season long with the performance and versatility of the new John Deere 3E, 5D, or 5E series utility tractor. Take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, get up to $1,500 off with the purchase of two qualifying implements. Don't wait. Come in today and get your deer season savings. Offer ends April 30th, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your John Deere dealer, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. For Scott's Bluff, they need to find somebody else that's going to score, because Michael Haddon has all 7 points that they have scored here in the fourth quarter, and their lead has evaporated. They led by 6 to start the quarter, and we'll see whether or not they work it into Haddon or not. He's going to inbound it here. And again, that full court pressure by South Sioux City. Haddon is picked up man-to-man by Fritza, but Haddon is across the timeline. Still has his dribble. Now he's going to hand it off to Klein. Klein working the ball around. There's Winkler with it. He'll give it left side for Hinz. Hinz gives it between the circles here for Moreno. Moreno was hot early. He's quieted down a little bit here in the second half. Klein on the dribble. And he'll give it between the circles for Winkler. Right now they're playing a little keep away with it as Scott's Bluff. And now a three by Moreno off the mark. It's out of bounds, trying to get it and save it over there is Sky Aldrich, and he can't do it. That one, from my angle, I couldn't tell who had touched it last. I think Sky Aldrich, who was right there, had a better indication. He tried to save it. He stepped on the baseline before he saved it, so without a doubt, it is Scott's left basketball here. So Hinz is going to work it around, kick into the corner. There's Moreno. Moreno back out here for Hinz. He'll fire a three, and he hits it. Oh, baby. Second three-pointer of the game for Jackson Hinz, and that'll double the lead out to 6. 51, excuse me, that unties the game. My apologies. It's 51-48, minute 37 to go here. Borchers on the dribble. Little D cut by Aldrich. Aldrich on the baseline, kicks it out. Here comes the three by Rogers. No, he kicks it left side for Fritza, and Fritza with a two. Hit his foot on the line. He strokes in the two, so we got a one-point ball game. Here's Klein across the timeline. Cats lead by one, and they'll get it left side for Hinz. Minute 15 to go, 51-50. Klein, left wing for Haddon. Haddon will give it between the circles. Ball is loose. Moreno diving on the ground for it. Gets it, and they're trying to get a timeout. They did not have the basketball. Scott's Bluff was asking for the timeout. They could not get the timeout because the ball wasn't in their possession. It got tied up, and the possession arrow is pointing to South Sioux City. The officials doing a great job there. They did not give the timeout because Scott's Bluff did not have the basketball. So South Sioux forces the turnover with the held ball. They're going to inbound it down by one with one to go. Borchers brings it across the timeline. Plenty of time here as on the dribble is Borchers. Borchers goes for right wing. Hinz picks him up defensively. Ball being knocked around. Borchers tracks it down. He's used up his dribble, though. He'll give it out for Rogers. Rogers standing on the letter end. Will step up. Will fire a three. And he hits the three. Nathan Rogers gives South Sioux City the lead for the first time since the first minute of the ballgame. And Klein across the timeline. Timeout, Bearcats. 30.4 to go in the Class B State Championship. And the Cardinals have taken the lead back, 53-51. Timeout, Scott's Bluff. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech.
Boy, we got a good one brewing here, and glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on the ESPN Superstation. State Boys High School Basketball brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, carrying the largest selection of fine menswear from here to Denver. Also brought to you by Crossroads Ford at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at crossroadsford crossroads-ford.com. That's crossroads-ford.com. And by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game alive with several locations to serve you. Scott Bluff down by two, inbound at 30 seconds to go. On the bounce, here's Klein. Between the circles, Winkler has it now. He gives it up left side for Hens. Back out here for Moreno. Moreno will just flip it off, and now we got a foul away from the ball. And that is going to be on South Sioux City, and to the free throw line is going to be Michael Haddon. Haddon is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and he is going to have a 1-and-1. So this one is huge. 18.9 to go, and it's good. That'll earn Michael Haddon the bonus. And a chance to tie things up with 18.9 to go. Foul away from the ball, sends Haddon to the line, and the free throw is good. 53-53, inbounded to Borchers. Borchers across the timeline, gets the timeout. And South Sioux City will use their final timeout with 14.3 to go and a chance to take back what they feel rightfully belongs to them. They won two straight state championships. They lost last year to Scott Bluff. They're trying to get their title back for the Bearcats. And they'll inbound the ball when we come back in 30 seconds.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Well, a quick little game reset. The Cardinals have used their final timeout. We are tied 53-53, South Sioux City and Scott Bluff. So no timeouts left for the Cardinals. The Bearcats still have three timeouts left. Seven fouls have been whistled against South Sioux City, and Scott Bluff has been called for only five. So they have a foul to give. They can play pretty good defense here. Maybe commit a foul, you know, 5, 6, 7 seconds into this possession and cut the amount of time that Scott Bluff has to make something happen. They can kind of cut that time down a little bit. We'll see what South Sioux City has run up here. Again, we are deadlocked at 53. Aldrich is going to inbound it. They'll get the ball in the hands of Rogers. Rogers has it, and I'd go out there and I'd foul him. He's picked up man-to-man by Haddon. Rogers has it. Rogers on the baseline. Dumps the pass inside. Suck it. Good by Comstock. 2 seconds left, and they got a timeout. They got a timeout before they inbounded it. They used Rogers as a decoy. He drove the lane, flipped it for Comstock. Comstock laid it up and in with 2.1 to go. And Scott Bluff needs to pull out the miracle with 2.1 to go. They call a full timeout here. We're going to keep it with you right now with 2.1 to go. And again, I little surprised Scott Bluff did not commit that foul. Where they could have gone out there and maybe fouled before that play really got started and took some time off the clock. But by not fouling, they have a little bit of time to work with. They put a little bit more time back on the clock as well. They put 2.9 up there. They put an eighth of a second back on the clock. Now, 2.9 may not feel like a lot of time, but it is the opportunity to do a little bit of dribbling. And don't forget that Scott Bluff can run the baseline. Yeah, the officials right now are having a discussion that they can run the baseline, that they didn't get the ball inbounded and then the timeout. They got the timeout before the inbound. So they can still run the baseline. Taylor Winkler is going to inbound it. At the half-court line on the right side is Moreno. Hens is on the half-court line on the left side. And top of the key on the offensive zone is Michael Haddon. Underneath the basket is Matthew Klein. That's the lineup right now here for Scott Bluff. And running the baseline is Winkler. And the big guy, Nathan Rogers, is going to pressure the inbound. So Winkler can run the baseline, and he can throw it. He throws the baseball pass. It's intercepted. It's intercepted by Comstock. There is a foul with 1.5 to go. Comstock got the interception,
And the foul is committed at that point. It's not a one and one. So they've got to inbound it with 1.5 to go, and that's all that South Sioux City is going to have to get done here. They inbound it. They pick up a state title. Aldrich to toss it in. He gets it in! Pritza has it, and so does South Sioux City. They've got the Class C state championship. The Cardinals rule the roost once again. Four straight years in the finals, and they take the title back away from the Bearcats. And they storm the court, the players do, and they huddle up at midcourt. Your final, South Sioux City comes from behind. The number seven seed defeats the top seeded Scotts Bluff Bearcats. A final of 55-53, the last second bucket. On the inside by Jordan Comstock. Comstock with 10 points in the game, 8 of those coming in that final quarter. And South Sioux City takes the title back away from Scotts Bluff after two in a row won by the Cardinals. Scotts Bluff took it away from them last year, and now South Sioux City is able to wrestle it right back. Their final, 55-53. We'll catch our breath, take a quick little breather here, and we'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, and Raider Insurance, your local Allied agents, a winning combination. As Allied Insurance agents, Raider Insurance will help you get the best coverage at the best price for your auto, home, or business. Allied Insurance is an equal housing opportunity insurer. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. And Raider Insurance, supporting local and area students and student athletes. 1130 West 2nd, Hastings, and at RaiderInsurance.com.
Welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on now, Misco's. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, Misco's. You'll be better equipped for all the games you play, and we'll give you all that information as we're back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. A come-from-behind win here for South Sioux City. They trailed in the ball game several times by 10, 11 points. 11 points was their largest deficit, but they were able to erase that here against the Scotts Bluff. And South Sioux City outscored Scotts Bluff in that fourth quarter 20-12. And in the second half, they scored 37 points compared to 25 for the Bearcats. So the Bearcats just kind of quieted down and didn't really get any action from anybody in that fourth quarter scoring. Michael Haddon did most of the heavy lifting, scoring 9 points in the quarter. Jackson Hinn hit a huge three-pointer to give Scotts Bluff a three-point lead. But then that was the last time they scored. South Sioux City finishes the game on a little run, and they win this one 55-53. And again, the great play, the great call, as the best player for South Sioux City, Nathan Rogers, drove the lane, drew all the attention, was able to just kind of flip it, to almost hand it off to Jordan Comstock, who snuck in the back door. He was able to lay it up and in, and his bucket late in the game with 2.9 to go proved to be the difference, as Jordan Comstock's bucket, the assist to Rogers, that is the difference in the ballgame. South Sioux City gets to take their nets and their trophies back up north
to South Sioux City. They win it 55-53, and I think they really wanted to prove that they could win one without Division I player by the name of Cassell, who ruled the roost in South Sioux City for quite some time. And now they are able to take that trophy back away from Scotts Bluff. So the number 7 seed is able to pick up 3 wins here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. And South Sioux City reclaims their title 55-53. 4 straight years South Sioux City has been in the finals. Let's check out the numbers here for you. For Scotts Bluff, leading the way was Michael Haddon. He finished with 23 points on the night. Eric Moreno, also a solid performance. He finished with 18. 6 points for Jackson Hins, 3 points for Taylor Winkler, and also 3 points for Matthew Klein. No bench scoring at all here for Scotts Bluff. They didn't get a single point off the bench. The only scorers were the starters here. For South Sioux City, it was done a lot more evenly. They had 3 players in double figures. Leading the way was Austin Fritza. He finished with 16 points. Nathan Rogers, who did not score in the first half, had 13 points in the second half, and the assist that was the difference in the ball game. He finished with 13, did Rogers. Also 10 points for Jordan Comstock. His 9th and 10th points, the difference here for South Sioux City, as he finished with 10, 8 points for Alex Borchers, 1 point for Sky Aldrich, who was in foul trouble much of the day. Michael Offerman off the bench, he had 2 points. Also off the bench, James Sedevi finished with 5 points in the ball game. So team statistics throughout the course of the game, pretty even shooting here. South Sioux City shot 45.7%, and Scotts Bluff was 46.5%. Three-point shooting might be the difference in this one, as South Sioux City shot 6 of 9, that's 66.7%, and not bad shooting for Scotts Bluff. They shot 42%. They were 8 of 19 from the free throw line. South Sioux City again with the advantage. They shot 7 of 9 for almost 78%. And not too shabby for Scotts Bluff. 5 of 8, they shot 62%. But, you know, you end up picking up 2 more points at the free throw line. You end up shooting a better percentage behind the arc. South Sioux City turned the ball over 10 times. Scotts Bluff with 15 turnovers in the ball game. That's another major factor here in the ball game, as, again, the turnover margin favored South Sioux City. The overall shooting numbers, very balanced between these two teams. And in a game that we really anticipated would come down to the wire, certainly did that, as Scotts Bluff walking off the court with their heads kind of bowed a little bit. They just picked up their consolation, their state runner-up trophy, got their medals, and now the gold medals being handed to South Sioux City, who reclaims the Class B state championship. We mentioned last year that these two teams got together. Scotts Bluff was able to pick up a very tight win in that one 1 year ago, as the game, I'm looking up the final score here, was 64-61. Scotts Bluff with the win over South Sioux City last year, 64-61. This year, also very tight, 55-53. The Cardinals head back north with the Class B state championship. So we have 5 of 6 state champions crowned. Central in Class A. South Sioux City in Class B. Wahoo in C1. Southern Valley in C2. And why not in C2? There's only one champion left to crown, and it's either going to be the undefeated Paxton Tigers, or it's going to be undefeated Howes Dodge Jaguars, the number 1 and number 3 seed here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. One team is going to taste defeat for the first time. The other one is going to taste the ultimate victory and pick up the last championship won at the Devaney Center. They will forever be the answer to a trivia question. We'll have that game for you coming up in just a few moments right here on ESPN. Once again, our final in Class C, it's South Sioux City 55 and Scotts Bluff 53.